Chandra held the phone to her ear and smiled. "Yes, Aunt Jo, I can make the trip easily today. Yes, I know there is a snowstorm headed to northern Idaho, but I'll be headed to northeast Washington. I'll be working at the community center until 3. You can stop at the center if you get here before that. Otherwise, I'll be home," Josephine Elwood, her father's sister, said. "I should be at Nez Pelham before 3. It's only a 3-hour drive in good weather. I'm figuring 4 hours today." Chandra didn't worry about weather in her Jeep. "We'll be looking forward to your visit. I have to go or I'll be late for work. Have a good day," Chandra said and hung up. The next call wouldn't be as easy. Ryan knew why she wanted to visit her family. To stall, she walked into the kitchen and added more tea to her cup, then sat down at the counter. She turned the phone on and found Ryan's number. A deep breath fortified her, and she tapped his name. The phone rang several times and went to voicemail. He must be working. The phone beeped. "Ryan, this is Chandra. I'm headed to Nez Pelham for a couple of days. I'll text you when I arrive so you don't worry." She tapped the phone and let the air out of her lungs. That was one bullet she'd dodged. She'd cleaned up the kitchen and went into the bedroom to dress and pack clothes for a couple of days. The suitcase was packed and she was dressed when a jazz tune filtered into the bedroom. Chandra ran into the kitchen, then hesitated to pick the phone up when she saw the caller. Sliding her finger across the screen, she took a deep breath and answered.
"Hello, Ryan."
"What is this about going to Nez Pelham today? If you wait until the weekend, I can take you." His deep voice always soothed her, but his words riled.
"I don't need you to take me to Nez Pelham. I've made the drive a couple times by myself."
"Not during the type of weather we're having now. There's another storm coming through tomorrow."
"I'll be at Aunt Jo's tomorrow. I won't come home until the storm has passed."
Chandra had managed just fine the past 7 years without anyone telling her what to do or when to do it.
"Why do you have to go today?"
Ryan questioned.
"I had a dream. I have to ask my aunt some questions."
She inhaled and slowly let the air out.
"Ryan, I can't go on without answers."
"I know. Everyone wants closure. But you can't take the word of an old man who was drinking heavily at the time of your father's death." He blew out a long breath.
"Chandra, I looked into the records, what little there were. And no one suspected foul play. It was an accident."
Tears burned behind her eyes. She'd expected Ryan to do his own digging, especially when he'd suggested she not stir up the past. Her last dream remained vivid in her mind. She couldn't ignore the fact. It meant something.
"The authorities wouldn't have looked for anything other than an accident the way it happened. Ella was in my dream last night. I can't explain it, but I know he was murdered. I just have to piece it all together."
Chandra brushed the tear sliding down her cheek away.
"I'll let you know when I get to the reservation."
She touched the off button and stood in the kitchen watching snowflakes float by the window.
"I have to know the truth."
She shoved her phone in her purse and returned to the bedroom to get her suitcase. Once everything was stowed in the Jeep, she turned to Lil, who stood 10 feet from the vehicle, one hand on Sheba's scruff. Chandra knelt in front of Sheba.
"Be good. I'll be back in a few days. You'll have so much fun playing in the snow you won't even know I'm gone."
Sheba stared at her with sad puppy dog eyes and licked her cheek.
"Don't make me feel bad. This is something I need to do."
Chandra stood, wiped the slobber from her cheek, and peered into Lil's eyes.
"I'll keep in touch, but I should be back in 3 days.
When the kiln shuts off, just leave the vase in it. We are ahead on the coasters, but the lodge sent an order for 100. They want to be prepared for the Christmas shoppers. If you could box them up and deliver the order today or tomorrow, that would be a big help." Lil nodded.
"I'll deliver them this afternoon."
"Thanks. See you on Thursday."
Chandra climbed into her Jeep, waved at Lil with Lewis slung around her neck and Sheba sitting beside her, and put the vehicle in gear.